After the historic election of Donald Trump to the presidency of the United States, America seems to be embarking on a new era of nationalism. And friends, that is our topic today, when nationalism becomes negative. And I don't believe it should be negative if we understand the true meaning of nationalism. And again, we're not talking about white nationalism. We're talking about nationalism in its true definition, love of country, wanting to see our country succeed, wanting to see America be everything that our founders established it to be and dreamed and believed it could be. Part of that sense of nationalism, and certainly part of the campaign, is the now well-known slogan, America First. Well, that phrase has inspired many, including many in the Christian community, but it's also concerned many Christian evangelicals. What do I mean by that? Well, here's questions that are being posed. Should Christians embrace such a concept of America First? Are we not to be more globally minded? And then here's a question I get a lot. In light of us being commanded in the scriptures to make disciples of all nations, is an America First thinking in violation of that principle? Well, Gary, Sam, I want to go to both of you men, and Sam, I want to start with you. Could you address for us, and I'm putting a lot on your plate, I know, but talk about how it is not antithetical to worldwide missions to have a nationalistic spirit wanting to see not America only, but America first. Is that not a biblical concept? And it's not antithetical to reaching the world with the gospel.
Dave, it's not at all. And I think the best way, we can spend a lot of time on that. But again, when I think of that issue, I think of our founders who came here. We tend to think that every age tends to disregard that which went before and tends to think that they've got it all the questions answered. But that's not so. Never has been that way. When our founders came here, they came here for the purpose of finding a new nation where they could train their children up in the ways of God. That's where the pilgrim, that's why they came. And they secondarily, they came here as a means of evangelism. They wanted to come and speak about Christ to the Native Americans who were here. But their prayer from the beginning was that God would hear their prayers and would establish, they used the term, New Jerusalem, New Israel, a new nation is what they were saying. And from the first governor of the colony who prayed, that God would establish here this nation to be a shining city on the hill from which light of the gospel, would go around the world. And then William Penn here in Pennsylvania, that this would become a holy experiment, an example to the nations. You can't have it any other way than they prayed that God would raise up a nation, and its purpose would be that in freedom, based on biblical principles, that we would be an example to the world of what nations could be like if they submitted themselves to the principles of God's word, one, and two, that because of that, the gospel would be able to go to others around the world, which is a part of the Great Commission in the book of Matthew. So they were all about having a nation blessed of God that they loved. That's the pledge. That's America. 'Tis of thee song we talked about, these things wrapped together. But the purpose wasn't that we could just, they would come and just have a lot of money. The purpose was that they would come and they would be blessed of God, raise their children up in the ways of God, and be able to communicate the gospel, and that the world would see, like moths coming to a light, would see that shining city in the hill and say, wow, how'd you get to where you are? Well, let me tell you about the God of the Bible. That is what Israel was all about as a nation. That is what the United States was about as a nation. There is everything right about that. When the motive is right, Dave, it's right to appreciate your country.